Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
My name is Antoine Wells. My position is second term president of the Deuces Live.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I was born and raised in St. Pete. Lived here for 18 years. I moved away to Atlanta for 14 years. I've moved back to St. Pete for the last 13 years, with a total of 31 years living here in the city of St. Pete.
What organizations are you involved in?
I'm a servant at All Nations Church of God by Faith, president of the Deuces Live, board member of Next Step Pregnancy Center, supervisor of Habitat for Humanity, member of Act Right, and a number of other supporting partners.
What gets you out of bed every day?
God gets me out of bed every day to do his will, which is to fulfill his purpose for my life. That purpose is to serve him by serving his people, family being first. I get out of bed to protect and provide for my wife, Davinia, and daughter, Tajay, my immediate family and extended family in whatever capacity deemed necessary. Then serve my community by providing resources and solutions to be better today than yesterday.
Why St. Pete?
Initially, I didn't have a choice in the matter because I was born here. After moving away, I began to develop skills and talents that would be needed here. Although I never intended to move back to St. Pete, it was God's plan and purpose for my life. My grandparents were pastors of our church here and landlords. My father was a owner of a steel company. My brother owns a construction company, all of which I desired to serve and support. But that wasn't enough to convince me to move back to St. Pete. In January of 2007, my daughter, mother, and cousins were in a life-threatening car accident. After traveling back and forth from Atlanta to Shands Hospital in Gainesville for 3 months, my daughter was released from the hospital to come back home to St. Pete to recover from a fractured skull. In March of 2007, I decided there was nothing more important in Atlanta than my family. In April, I left my home and my job in Atlanta to serve and support my family here in St. Pete. Little did I know, God had a plan for me to serve and support the whole community. In addition to that, he had a wife that would serve and support me.
What is one habit that you keep?
The one habit that I keep is to stay positive and productive. One of my mottos is, if you don't do good for yourself and someone else, you're good for nothing. My favorite Bible scripture is Galatians 6 and 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Who are some people that influence you?
I'm influenced by everyone I meet. Everyone has positive and negative characteristics. I use all of those characteristics in a positive way to make me a better person and to help other people. Specific individuals that influence me would be my paternal and maternal grandparents, my parents, my aunts, my uncles, my siblings, my daughter, and my wife, Tony Macon and Carl Lavender.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Spend your time wisely would be whatever you spend most of your time doing, that's what you'll be good at. If it's playing video games, you'll be a good gamer. If it's sleeping, you'll be a good sleeper. If it's painting, you'll be a good painter. If it's cooking, you'll be a good cook. Spend your time between your beginning and end date wisely, perfecting your gifts, skills, and talents.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
I wish I knew of unlimited, unrestricted funding sources.
What's next?
Next is to network with more organizations to make a bigger impact, revitalizing our community.